there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Talking baseball coming up. New rules. Got to get used to it. Even more reason to go to spring training, just so you can get a little more acclimated to what's going to go on. We got a clock for the hitters. We got a clock for the pitchers. The bases are bigger. No shifts anymore. We'll talk to Jeff Passan from the Mothership. He'll join us coming up here. Final hour. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, or listening on our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, the entire lineup carrying the Dan Patrick Show. Poll question for the final hour would be what, Seton O'Connor?
Poll question for the final hour, Dan. The new rules in Major League Baseball are hokey or going to make the game better? You can only pick one of the two.
Because they can still be hokey but make the game better.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a better way to word that then, or do I just stick with it?
You can stick with it.
Yeah, we'll just stick
with it. Yeah, you can stick with it.
I think people get the idea.
Yeah. I'm okay with it, but this feels like baseball's at a crossroads. When you look at the, you know, the draw of the NFL, that's 12 months out of the year. And I think if you're going to be baseball and reinvent yourself, what exactly do you want to be? Hey, we want to be something different. We want the games to be faster. I just want the games to be more interesting. We get caught up in, if somebody says, hey, this movie is 3 hours long, and then you watch it and you go, gosh, that was great. And then you can watch a 2.5 hour movie and go, boy, that was forever. Look at baseball. You go to a game. Is there any movement? There's not. Might be a couple of home runs, a lot of strikeouts. Hee-haw. And that's it. And I think what baseball is trying to get is movement, excitement, get the hitters into the batter's box, get the pitchers to pitch, you know, all of these things. I just want quality, not, you know, the clock. Oh, you know, the game was over in, 3 hours and 2 minutes. Wow, that must have been a great game. Not necessarily. Yes, Seton.
I just want to know why they're going after Ricky Henderson so directly.
Oh, with the bases?
With the base. I mean, that was a safe record. Right, nobody steals bases anymore. He was going to be the king into infinity and beyond.
I think it's still safe.
They're going after Ricky Henderson directly.
Well, okay. Jeff Passan from the Mothership, ESPN senior baseball insider, joining us from Scottsdale, Arizona. Jeff, good to have you on. Where do you want to start with the rule change? The one rule change that you think will have the biggest change in baseball is going to be what?
I think that the pitch clock is going to be the biggest change in Major League Baseball, perhaps since integration. Mike, I don't feel like I'm being a prisoner of the moment in saying that. I just look back at all the rule changes throughout the years, and I don't know that I can find one that's going to have as demonstrable an effect on the game as the pitch clock does. Because you're right, like there are great 3 hour movies and there are terrible 2.5 hour movies, but I think there's a psychological barrier that fans have erected in their minds about baseball where it's too long, It's too slow. It's too insert negative connotative adjective right there. And I don't know if you had a chance to watch any of the minor league games last year where the pitch clock was used. I'm telling you, Dan, if you haven't seen a baseball game with a pitch clock yet, once you do, you're going to be like, how in the hell did they go this long without it? It's, you know, people at Major League Baseball like to say this is going to bring the game back to the style from the 70s and 80s that we had. Not just where stolen bases are more emphasized, but where the game feels crisp and clean and even quick, which is something you would never say about modern baseball. And 2.5 hour games, I think, are going to be regular occurrences. But beyond the time of game itself, it's just going to be the pace of it. They're just cutting out dead time in the game. They're cutting the time that the pitcher's standing there on the mound, looking in for signals and shaking and holding and trying to mess up the hitter's timing. They're going to keep hitters accountable and inside the batter's box. They have to be there when the clock hits eight, looking at the pitcher, ready for a pitch to be delivered. I think the closest facsimile I can make is that every game is going to look like a Mark Burley game now. And if you remember, Mark Burley was the quickest pitcher in the big leagues for a long time. And his games were fun to watch because you knew he was going to get the ball in his glove, be right on the mound already, come set and get ready to pitch within 12 to 15 seconds. And that is going to be everyone now. It's going to take a lot of time in spring training and even in April for guys to get used to this. But I think once they do, the effect on the game is going to be enormous and enormously positive.
Why bigger bases?
Because they want them to look more like pizza boxes. I mean, I think in reality, there's a twofold element to it. One is the hope that it will cut down on injury, you know, guys at first base getting stepped on. But I think the more demonstrable effect is that they want to increase stolen bases. We are at a point now in baseball where the players are infinitely more talented than they were 50 years ago. And that's not to suggest that guys in the 70s weren't good. They just weren't educated like players are now on how to take this craft and come as close to perfecting it as you can. They weren't training like the way that players are now. So you have more speed right now, and you have fans who love stolen bases because, of course, they love stolen bases. It's an exciting play. It's essentially mano a mano with the catcher and the runner, and the runner is trying to outfox the catcher, and it's something that we've done as kids throughout our whole, you know, throughout our existence. Can I beat something to a point? Can I get there faster than it can? And when you cut down, I know it's only 4.5 inches, but considering it's such a bang bang play every time at second and third base, if those 4.5 inches could make all the difference in the world, and while I don't think Ricky Henderson's record is in jeopardy anytime soon, I do think someone's going to steal 75 bases this year. And it's been a long, long time since we've seen that.
Gosh, when was the last time we had somebody steal that many bases?
I should probably know this, yeah, but unfortunately, yeah. I'm too far from my... See, normally, like, this is why radio interviews before Zoom were so wonderful, because I could sit in front of my computer and just type it up, and no one would know, because I could type softly, and then I sound smart. Now I sound like a bumbling idiot who just doesn't know who last stole 75 bases. So please, someone, hit Baseball Reference for us.
All right. Let's, Paulie, you want to give us some suggestions of who could be the last player to have at least 75?
Well, Ricky Henderson is at 1,406 stolen bases.
No, but who stole 75 bases in a season?
Most recently?
Yes. That was the question.
D. Gordon, maybe?
Oh, no, I was asking you for the answer.
Jacoby Ellsbury hit 70 in 2009.
That was the last year he was good, right?
Oh, man. I'm trying to find this.
Is he still getting paid by the Yankees, by the way? Yankees win.
That's over. Yeah. That much I know.
Kenny Lofton in 96 hit 75.
Yeah. Man. Yeah.
Let's put it this way. It's been a while. Yeah. And it was very interesting to me. Major League Baseball made a presentation out here a couple days ago, and they did one in Florida yesterday, where they were sort of, assessing the state of the game. And in this assessment of the state of the game, they They're talking about what fans want. They said they did a big wide-ranging survey, and nowhere on there was home runs, which surprised me a little bit. Even with the proliferation of home runs, I still think fans love them. But stolen bases was at like the top of the list, and I get it. I think stolen bases are a microcosm of where Major League Baseball has gone and maybe where it's aired, which is that they realized unless you steal bases at a 75 to 80% clip, it's just not a smart thing to run. And so that kind of phased out the trying to make baseball so efficient, it phased out stolen bases. And this really is an effort to bring back that lost part of the game.
We're talking to Jeff Passan from the Mothership. The shift that, no more shifts. Now you have to have two fielders on the left side of the infield and two infielders, and you have to stay on the dirt. Who is going to benefit from this?
Theoretically, the left-handed hitters who were losing out on what would have been singles to right field, but you have the third baseman shifted all the way over to short right field, or you move the second baseman over and move everyone else over. That's who it should help. I'm not sure that singles up the middle are going to make quite the comeback that people are thinking or hoping, because remember, you can still have the shortstop shifted over to one step to the right of second base, or the second baseman shifted over to one step of the left. But I do think that those.
Oh, I think the freeze up there.
Another thing that never happened on the pre-Zoom
era.
Yeah,
when you did radio. Yeah. When you're on your cell phone, didn't freeze up. Let's see if we got him back. Jeff, do we have you back?
I think I'm back.
There you are.
I think I'm here. Yeah, I hope I'm here. There you go.
Yeah. But you said left-handed hitters are probably going to benefit more.
Yeah, left-handed pull power hitters, guys who are dropping balls into right field. All the shift rules are going to change, Dan. Is it just going to add singles back to the game? So I'm not sure how exciting, marginally hard hit line drives into right field that take one hop and go to the right fielder are necessarily. I know the shift has been an issue that has caused enormous consternation among older baseball fans and people who, even though it's been around since Ted Williams, bemoan the fact that defenders are shifted. But the fact that it's only really going to add singles back to the party, I just don't think it's going to have that huge an effect. Nowhere close to the pitch clock. Frankly, I think the pickoff rule, where you can only disengage from the rubber twice, which means either two pickoff moves, two step-offs, or some combination therein, may have a greater effect on the game than the shift rule.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Let's say you throw over twice. I can take whatever lead I want now because you can't throw over, right?
Well, you can throw over a third time. You can throw over a third time, but if the guy isn't out, if he gets back to the base in time, then it's considered a balk, and he gets to advance, and anyone else on base gets to advance as well.
Great to talk to you. Have fun out there in spring training. Thank you, Jeff.
Hopefully I have a better Wi-Fi connection.
All right.
Time.
That's Jeff Passan. Yeah, times are tough at ESPN. They can't afford good Wi-Fi, apparently. They're using dial-up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, see.
Just to update Jeff real quick, too, Jose Reyes in 2007 had 78.
Oh.
That's not too long ago. Yeah. A bit.
But I thought Paulie's D. Gordon was right.
Yeah, I think he had a run few years ago where he had a run, but really 50 is the number now. In the past 6 years, I think like three or four dudes have 50 stolen bases. It's just not done. It's not even attempted.
Yeah, I always go back to that quote when I ask Alex Rodriguez why he didn't steal any bases anymore, and he said, they don't pay me to steal bases anymore. Whereas before in his career, guys wanted to be 30-30 or 40-40. Now they don't care. Yeah, Paulie.
Ricky Henderson's stolen base record is more safe than Jerry Rice's reception record. Because passing is going up.
Yeah.
I mean, like Emmitt Smith, you think he's pretty safe because the split running backs, all that stuff. I mean, Ricky Henderson's 500 ahead of the next closest guy, and that guy has been dead for 30 years. Jeez. It's really a joke. You'd have to play 20 years and be great.
Was that Ricky to Lou Brock?
Yeah, Lou Brock's at 938.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of guys, Tim Raines is up there. One of the more recent guys. Vince Coleman. And that's, I'm air quoting recent guys.
Yeah, see.
The interesting advantage that Major League Baseball has over the NFL with these kinds of things is that they can implement their rules in minor leagues first and see if it works and see how good it is. The NFL is like, well, let's just throw it out there and see what happens. You know?
Well, they're using the USFL. Like, that's what the NFL is now doing. The average time of a nine-inning game in 2022. You guys want to take a guess? Yes, Todd.
246.
Nope. Seton?
314.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Marv?
320.
Nope. Paulie?
307.
304.
Ooh.
That's a six-minute decline from 2021 when it was 310. The time of the game has been rising consistently since, 2014, the three-hour mark. I just want excitement in it. You can have a boring 2.5-hour game. You can have an exciting 3-hour game. But getting movement, taking away the time where you get in, get out of the box, get the ball, rub it up, go to the back of the mound. Just a lot of dead time. You know? I still love a clock, like all sporting events have, that when the clock strikes zero, then the game is over.
So you want a 2.5-hour baseball game timed.
Yeah. So it's just you're on the clock at 2:30. That's it. Unless you go into extra innings, but just 2 hours and 30 minutes and you watch that clock tick down. You know, like we got 28 minutes to get a rally here. But you also have these rules of the pitch clock. And by the way, you baseball announcers out there, any of you announcers, be careful. Pitch, pause, clock. Just make sure that you do that the upcoming season. Or a clock for pitchers.
Now the right sound.
Yes, Todd.
Do you add extra time like they do in soccer while they were reviewing plays through the course of the game or the coaches came out to talk to somebody?
Yeah, if you want to.
A few extra minutes.
Yeah,
there.
I know.
And then the game ends.
Yeah.
Nobody knows when the game's
ends.
Oh, don't get defensive.
Wait,
there,
what is it? It's going to be 30 seconds. It's going to be a minute. Nobody knows when the game is ends.
One out, bases loaded. Here. Wait, game's over. Wait a second.
That's it.
3-2 in the ninth.
Nobody knows when the game is going to end.
No, but, you know, with soccer, they usually let you, if you're on a run, that they'll let the play play out. If, let's say, it's, you know, counting down and, you know, you're in your windup, then you get to deliver that pitch.
Okay, so it's one out, bases loaded. The guy pops out. Now the game's over.
Yeah.
Two outs, bases loaded. The game just ends.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the game
going to end?
And we got two guys in scoring position. We're down by one.
You missed a doozy yesterday.
Every 4 years, Todd brings this up. Thank you, Todd.
No.
Let's take a break. More phone calls coming up. What, Paul?
You are right. The USFL and XFL are taking an NFL rule and tweaking it and trying it out this spring.
Hmm. All right. I finally got something right. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Traeger Grills. Do you realize that when we were sleeping, Chad and Julie, the two chefs at Traeger, were sitting in your guys' chairs on the set in Scottsdale, and they did a video as if they could be a Danette one day, and they were talking back and forth, putting on the headphones. And I thought, you guys are supposed to be cooking on the Traeger. But that's what you can do, the convenience of the Traeger. They have the Wi-Fi technology. So Chad and Julie could sit there in the chairs and act like they were Danettes. Meanwhile, they could check on the temperature when they were, you know, they were cooking the whole pig there. Or the whole hog is what they were cooking there. Hey, nice hog. The Ironwood is great. Precision, temperature control. Everything you cook on the Ironwood is going to be great. Guaranteed. They have customization options to make your cooking experience wonderful. You start with the Traeger grill. The pellets that they have, they make the difference there. Traeger.com today. And remember, use the promo code DPSHOW at checkout to get free shipping on everything. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Coming up Saturday, the Premier League is on NBC and Peacock. Surprise team of the season, Newcastle. What's Newcastle's nickname? What are they known as?
The Castlers.
Satan?
The New Castletons.
Wait. Yeah, I thought you guys knew for the Premier League and the top of the table and the Premiership and Harry Kane and things like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what their nickname is.
The Newcastle. Yes, Paul.
The Magpies?
Oh, yes, they are the Magpies. Yeah,
I've heard that before, but I thought it was a different team was the Magpies.
The Pies.
Yeah.
Let's go Pies.
Newcastle hosts Liverpool. Liverpool is known as the
Reds.
Reds, okay.
The Gunners?
Are they both?
Arsenal.
Oh, Gunners.
I know that one.
Okay. A team in dire need of a victory, Liverpool, February 18th on NBC and Peacock. I mentioned that the NFL is using the XFL and the USFL to try tweaking rules. And there's something that's going to happen with the USFL and the XFL, and that is when a team has a forward fumble out of the end zone, it will result in the USFL and XFL games. It will reportedly result in a no change of possession, and the ball goes back to the spot of the fumble. And I've been saying this for a long time that, you know, okay, you did fumble, goes out of the end zone, and then you lose possession of the ball. I didn't think it was fair. I thought if you fumble the ball, then you fumble the ball and bring it back to where you fumbled it. But so this is a break with a rule that's in force in the NFL game and been around for 100 years. But they're looking at doing that. If the forward fumble goes out of the end zone, it automatically results in the possession for the other team. That's the way it's always been. Now that they're changing, you know, so when you dive for the end zone, and if you lose it out of the back of the end zone, then the other team takes over. The XFL and USFL are going to look at that rule and tweak it this year, this spring. I don't know if they're looking at anything else, but that was reported by the website Football Zebras. All righty. Let's see. Can we get some phone calls in here? Dave in Laguna Beach. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. A 6 foot one and a hard 190. Hey, real quick before I chime in on my significant point, I'm bummed I didn't get to see a compound off between Randy Johnson and Barkley last week. I know Barkley was not in town, but as it relates to you bringing up the Michael Strahan interview with DeMar Hamlin,
yeah,
you know, I've got a little bit of background in the medical field. The longer things have gone by without an official press conference with the doctors in tow and explaining exactly what went on and what caused his cardiac arrest,
yeah,
the more I become suspicious. And I cannot help but wonder that if it is ever known that it was maybe something that would reflect poorly on DeMar or on the NFL, the lengths they would go to cover it up, in particularly inside of all the goodwill that was forwarded after, and how that would end up causing a significant backlash, and I'd love to hear your comments off the air.
Yeah, Dave, thank you. And there are a lot of people asking that same question. Is there something else in play? That's why DeMar Hamlin didn't say what the doctors told him. Because did it reflect on something that DeMar had been doing, done, something he had taken? Once again, we're forced to speculate, and that's dangerous in a situation like this. But Michael Strahan asking a question that seemed kind of innocent. Hey, what did the doctors tell you? I mean, they had to tell him something, or you had to ask the doctors, how did this happen and will it happen again? Those would be the normal questions that you would ask if you went through something like this, I'm guessing. Or the doctors would say, hey, just so you know, this is what we found. This is what we noticed. But I spoke to a connected person yesterday, and they were surprised. They were surprised that DeMar did not answer that question. Yes, Eden.
Is there any chance that he's planning a lawsuit?
Well, that was the point that was brought up by somebody who's connected, a source, and said, you know, there might be something more in play that has to do with legal, if he can play again. Like, I don't know this, but it feels like an innocent question brought out more questions than answers with DeMar Hamlin. Nick in Illinois. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind today?
What's going on, Dan? I wanted to touch on a couple things about Jalen Hurts, you know, about if he's worth, you know, the money. He clearly showed it in the Super Bowl. He's always been built for this. He is built by Bama. He started as a true freshman and lit it up all the way to the Natty, where he lost to Deshaun Watson and that barn burner. And he showed so many moments of leadership throughout his whole pro or his whole football career. That and even if, let's say, because I don't know where he finished in MVP voting, he was clearly up there, that if we could put him on the same pedestal as Lamar with an MVP and Jalen just got to a Super Bowl, if he, you know, if Mahomes didn't go nuclear and Jalen didn't get hurt, maybe he wins it on that great team, that I think he does deserve a whole lot of respect and he does deserve the money because he said he's the ultimate leader. You saw him do the whole thing with Sirianni. Like he's, like I said, he's built by Bama. That's all you can really say about him. So, Paulie, go Dogs, baby.
All right. Nick in Illinois, the Salukis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. I think Nick was saying that Jalen Hurts deserves this money. Sounded like that, I guess. It's just the problem with the quarterbacking position is that everybody thinks the next guy up has to make the most money. And if I'm Daniel Jones, I look at the Giants situation and say, okay, I get to play for the Giants, get to play in the New York media, New York market. What's a soft landing spot for both of us here? Because do I want to spend $45 million on Daniel Jones? I do not. But if you said I could give him a five-year, $170 million deal, then I would look at that. If I got maybe like a $32, $33 million a year deal, then everybody wins. But at 45, not everybody wins there. And I don't begrudge the player for asking that amount of money. But if you said to Mitchell Trubisky, if you had to do it all over again and I could give you 4 years at, let's say, $130 million, would you have taken that? And the answer is yes. Instead, they cut him because they didn't want to pay what the going rate was. You got to know your place in the market. And the agents are going to be like, you got to be asking for that. Okay, I can either get that or I'm a backup quarterback in Buffalo. Do I want to start? Yes, you want to start. Okay, I'm not going to make 40 or 45. But I think you're okay at like 34. I think that's not bad. I don't think people are going to go, you're only making $34 million. Put incentives in there. If I make all pro, whatever it is, a top five MVP season, whatever it is, put it in there. Bet on yourself. We love to say that. Did Jalen Hurts bet on himself? It's like after Aaron Judge bet on himself, now that's the whole thing. Dak Prescott bet on himself.
I like when it doesn't work out. And it's like, hey, yeah, you bet on yourself. Yeah, this is what happens.
How stupid are you? You bet on yourself. Yes, Don.
I know you can get hurt in baseball, too, but that's a tough sport to bet on yourself in. No matter how great you think you're going to be, going for that extra money, the injury factor.
Dak Prescott broke his ankle and still got paid.
That's a serious injury.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. He still got paid. That brilliant businessman, Jerry Jones, caved in on Dak Prescott. Yeah, Mark.
Wasn't as bad as the Zeke Elliott deal. You said that when he signed.
I was like, don't sign him. I got 5 years. That's all I needed. Thank you. Nice parting gifts. You know, go play in Carolina or someplace. I don't know. Yes, Mark.
Well, Tony Pollard was over here killing for, you know.
Yeah.
$800,000.
And now Tony Pollard's about to get paid. And then what do you do with Zeke Elliott? I would cut him. Yes, Eden.
Tony Pollard's about to immediately become paid and overpaid.
Yes.
Like overrated. Yeah. Now he doesn't perform.
Hey, but he bet on himself. I don't even know.
As soon as he signs that contract,
yeah.
He immediately goes from being like, God, this guy, what a player, to really? Is he worth that?
Yeah, Paul.
That's why Lamar Jackson's situation is so tough, because he was an MVP. You think he's going to get full boat. And you look at the things. He was offered $200-something million. But it wasn't a max deal.
Yeah.
And so he said, no, I'm not going to take that.
Well, it wasn't all guaranteed.
Right. And if in comparison, and like what Seton said the other day, Lamar Jackson's got to sit around looking at Deshaun Watson going, he got it and
yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
Why is that? I have no baggage. And I was probably a better player, or at least equal.
Well, Deshaun hadn't been an MVP and Lamar has. It's just, I'm all for these players to get whatever you can get. I mean, imagine this, Justin Fields. He is putting his career out there, his body on the line. And then the Bears are going, you know, I think we're going to trade you.
That's, it's just good business. I'm sorry. I mean, it's the game. I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm sorry. You know, you're all banged up and, you know, you're going to love Carolina.
See, that's why I'm like, dude, hold out. Don't do anything you can to make life, get as much money as you can and make life miserable. Do whatever is best for you and don't even worry about the team when it comes to the NFL. Forget it. Forget about them.
Yeah, Paul.
And that's what Kyler Murray did. He went that route. Like, okay, you're not going to sign me. It's going into year four.
Yeah.
And the team had all the cards there. All the cards. No pun intended.
Bloop, bloop.
That they didn't have to sign him that year. And they flinched and gave him a huge contract and he underperformed.
Yeah, I never would have done that one.
They didn't have to.
Yeah. It's like these. And I know you have capologists with these baseball contracts where we're signing him for 13 years. I wouldn't sign up for anything for 13 years, except for marriage, of course.
Good call. Good adjustment.
Yeah.
Good pull.
Yeah. Now I'm into year 35. But, you know, but I kept reworking my deal. I bet on myself with my wife.
Sure did.
A lot of your money's been shifted to others, if you know what I mean.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. I'm known as ATM around the house. Hey, here comes ATM. Like, Dad? Hey, yeah, Paul.
What do you do when kids ask you for the money before they say hello, hi, Dad, or how you doing?
I say, no, I think we start differently, don't we?
Yeah. That's a tough one, right?
Yeah, Marv. Yeah.
Sorry, breaking news. Paul, can you hit the breaking news music?
Oh, whoa. Okay.
Now, I'm going to guess. I'm going to have you guess.
Okay.
And it's nothing set in stone, so this is even better.
Geno Smith.
No.
Okay.
Russell Westbrook
is
in talks with
the Miami Heat.
No.
Well, you don't have to say it like that.
Sorry.
Okay. I was betting on myself.
Paulie.
He pointed to me next, so I'm going to go Chicago Bulls.
Fritzy.
Pistons.
Seton.
The Los Angeles Clippers.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding.
Russell Westbrook Jr. III
is in talks.
I know that they had been talking about it. Everybody was like, yeah, we want Russ to come in. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, come on in.
Come on in.
Clippers are going to let Russ cook.
Yeah. Is Patrick Beverley on a team?
At Bev?
Was he in? Is he in Minnesota?
Is he first take?
And is he Orlando? Yeah, is he on?
He's on Twitch playing video games, I think.
A bar stool, I think.
Where is Pat Bev on a team?
Checking.
Okay. Because he's been traded, I think, like three times this year. Yes, Todd.
I'm seeing him described as an American professional basketball player who last played for the Los Angeles Lakers and played college basketball at Arkansas.
I'm an American basketball player.
He last played for the Lakers, which leads me to believe he's not really with anybody.
Okay. But he's only 34, I think. He feels like an old 34. Maybe his game has gotten old, tired.
He's that guy. I mean, he is such a pest. Without, like, the good play.
Yeah, but he wasn't good. Like, the last couple of years, it's like, oh, he does funny things. He talks, you know, crap. He's not going to back down from anybody.
You always knew that guy that played, and you're like, why are you talking?
Yeah, I know. Tyson in California. Hi, Tyson. What do you have for me?
Hi, 6'6",
240. Oh. Okay.
And I am called to correct the stat of the day.
Oh, okay. What stat of the day did we screw up?
It was amazing, so I looked it up. You said 44 games in a row, Luka Doncic has shot over 50%. So I thought in my head, that really is amazing. So I looked it up, and 5 of the last 20, he did not shoot over 50%. So I don't...
Other than those.
Well, I didn't go any further. I think he is shooting over 50% for the year, so maybe somebody said in a 44-game stretch, but definitely has not done 44 games in a row.
All right. Well, thank you, Tyson. Somebody's going to get fired. Fritzy, would you reach out to John Tuvey?
Oh, you name checked.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Ethan never messed that up.
Oh, Ethan. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, I'm looking at Luka's game log this year, and he does have many games over 50%, but I could see an easy dozen where he's under 50.
Okay, I got this. He made 12 of 22 field goal attempts in the Mavs loss, his 44th consecutive game shooting at least 50% from the floor. The longest such streak in the NBA in the last 40 years.
Pretty specific.
No, it's not a stat of the day, apparently. What the hell happened? And I can't blame Luka. I'm trying to figure out how we could spin this so it is something that's impressive.
Again, he's right. For the season, he's shooting 50.5% from the field. Maybe that got confused as, at this point in the season, a guy's shooting over 50.
No, it says his 44th consecutive game shooting at least 50% from the floor.
Trying to help a brother out.
And he does a wonderful job.
Except for.
We only mention him when he doesn't do a wonderful job.
He's like an offensive lineman.
Yeah. It's... holding John Tuvey. Let's see if we can get that cleaned up here. See if you can get a hold of
it. We'll get a statement.
Yeah, John. Yeah, a statement. All right. Last call for fun. Man, the show's almost over. How'd that happen? Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Let's see.
Time flies when you're having fun, I guess.
We're back at the fifth. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
I told the Danettes I'm willing to do another hour. They don't want to. You guys are soft. I'd like to give this audience another hour here.
It's a union thing.
Thank you.
I mean, we would, but...
I pay double time or something.
Okay.
Who wouldn't want to do another hour?
Yeah. Do we have a statement? Once again, we have a great stat guy, John Tuvey, sends us information every morning, and he sent me a stat, and I go, oh, I can't wait to unload this one on the audience. Luka Doncic made 12 of 22 field goal attempts in the Mavs' loss last night, his 44th consecutive game shooting at least 50% from the floor. Well, Tyson in California called in and said that's not true. That was going to be the longest such streak in the NBA in the last 40 years. So it really sounded like I was going to sound like I knew what I was talking about, and I was really important. And then we found out that that's not the case. Do we have a statement?
Of course, the I team reached out to him in the break. He absolutely stands by the stat, 44 straight games at 50% or better. The problem was, it's not Luka, it's Nikola Jokic, and he wrote Luka instead. So he meant the stat to be for the Joker, not for Luka. But he does say that Jokic does have that. He just wrote the name down wrong.
Oh, okay.
So the stat is right, but it's about a different person completely, from a completely different country.
All right. So the Joker has had 44 consecutive games of shooting at least 50% from the floor. Is that right, Todd?
Splat of the day, splat of the... You're right. It's Joker and not Luka.
Thank you, Todd.
Splat of the day.
Oh, you're going to make fun of somebody else.
I love John. You called him out. I love John Tuvey. He knows what he's doing. He just made an honest mistake.
Yeah, go ahead. Is that Schadenfreude?
Yes. That's an example of it.
What is the definition of Schadenfreude?
Where you revel in the misfortunes of others, which is...
That's pretty much our show.
Yeah, that should be my middle name.
Yeah.
But Fritzy is doing old school Schadenfreude there.
Was there Schadenfreude where we reveled in Marvin having a rough go of it?
Yes.
In the first time.
Is Schadenfreude anything like Schadenfreude?
Yes.
I think it's... Yeah.
But you can't throw Schadenfreude. You can throw Schadenfreude.
Yeah. I'm throwing some shade. Marvin, are you okay? Do you shake it off a little bit?
I did.
Okay.
Paulie gave me some words of encouragement.
Okay.
He basically said, shut up, B, and get it together.
Yeah. That's basically that.
Hate is going to hate.
Is that the first time you've gotten roughed up on the air besides your hands?
I mean, no, Debo last week.
Yeah. You're America's darling, though. You're America's sweetheart. You're like the Sandra Bullock of this show.
Reese Witherspoon?
Yes. Oh. Yes. Who is America's sweetheart right now?
Oh. You're going to do this now?
Man, yeah. This is a tough one. Who's America's sweetheart right now?
Yeah. Wow, that's a toughie.
Yeah. Todd, you'd have no idea because it has to do with modern times.
Yeah, I was going to say Rodrigo, the singer. Olivia Rodrigo, is she a sweetheart? It has to be a movie star or could it be a musician?
You should know her name.
No, it's not. It can't be a musician. They're not a sweetheart. Unless, you know, Selena Gomez is America's sweetheart.
Gwyneth Paltrow used to be a long time ago.
I don't know if she was ever a...
But there was a time in the Academy Awards they kept showing her every 2 seconds.
Well, no, she was pretty, and she won an Academy Award for, what, Shakespeare in Love.
Zendaya is a little America's sweetheart-ish right now.
Right.
So the definition by E is someone everybody wants to work with and everyone has a positive view of would be America's sweetheart. Julia Roberts, when she came up with...
Yes, hell yes. I don't know. Zendaya?
Zendaya?
Very popular.
Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah. But isn't she going out with
Tom Holland?
Tom Holland, okay.
Who's also America's Spider-Man. Sweetheart.
Spider-Man, he's America's sweetheart. Maybe, is it a guy who's America's sweetheart? Maybe it's not a woman.
You just said it.
Tom Holland is America's sweetheart?
Yeah? Are they America's sweetest couple?
Sweetest hearts.
Sweetest hearts?
Sweetest hearts, okay. Spider-Man sweethearts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it feels like Sandra Bullock was always America's sweetheart.
What a run.
Yeah, she did. She
could be Julia Fox.
No, no. That's Kanye's old girlfriend.
Oh. Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems.
She was in Uncut Gems. She was...
I just like hearing him say that. I don't know what they're talking about.
She wears wild, wild outfits. She might be crazy.
Might be.
And she bet on herself. You know.
Uncut Gems.
Oh, I just looked her up. I gotcha.
Yeah. Maybe we do a T-shirt. I bet on myself. Maybe we do that. This day in sports.
All right.
This day.
Why not?
That's how it works around here. Hey, I got an idea for a T-shirt. All right, good. This day in sports history, Paul.
The Lakers in '92 retired Magic Johnson's jersey. The other players before him: Jerry West, Elgin, Wilt, and Kareem. And Wilt Chamberlain on this day in '72 passed the 30,000 point mark, first ever. 1997 blank. Became the youngest driver to win the Daytona 500. 97, blank, youngest driver to win the Daytona 500. He looked young at the time.
Jeff Gordon.
Correct, Jeff Gordon. With mustache, I think. 1999, O.J. Simpson sold his Heisman Trophy for $230,000.
What's it worth now?
More or less?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
A lot of work to get that back, Dan.
Hello, Twitter.
Twitter world.
Hello, Twitter world.
I love it back.
It's me, your old pal, OJ.
Has he been doing Twitter recently? I haven't seen anything from OJ.
Hello, Snapchat.
I'm moving over to TikTok.
Hello, Instagram. you don't hear this very often when we talk about Hall of Fame athletes. This player safely crashed his Panther jet on his first Korean War combat mission. Ted Williams.
Yeah.
Oh.
He escaped with a sprained ankle. He crashes his fighter jet. He's in the Korean War on a combat mission. Yeah, you don't get too many guys. You know, guys get injured. You know, you're on the disabled list. Like, he came back. He's probably on the disabled list. Crashed my fighter jet. I got a sprained ankle.
He just got a splinter.
Oh, splendid splinter.
There you go. Okay.
All right.
Got a splendid
Bloop.
Splinter at his thumb.
All right, Bloop. I'll give it to you.
Thanks.
Let's go around the room. Let's go around the room. What we learned on the program. Todd, I'm looking at you.
You are. If given the opportunity, you would be up for joining Aaron Rodgers on his darkness retreat.
Sure.
Maybe he's listening and he'll invite you.
That'd sure. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Seton.
Jeff Passan misses the days where you could just look up stuff on the fly and nobody knew.
Yeah. The Zoom, I get to see him if he's cheating. Marvin, what did you learn today?
The D word is back.
It never left us. It never
accurate.
Less, when I Eric Stone Street used that.
What a D word!
What a D-I-C-K.
You know, if people
nobody had any idea what we're saying.
They would say, "Dude."
They don't know.
Oh.
That people, if like, so a lot of people ask, like, what's it like off the air? That story a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Pauly, what'd you learn?
You spelled a D word.
What a D word.
What a D.
I learned Discover credit card. The D word, Discover. Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you earned. Everything.
Another
double.
D word, Discover.
Yes. I thought I said that. Discover.com/match. Thanks for joining us. Meet Friday coming up tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.